You're listening to News Tribune on Tap, The Fine Print, where we bring you the stories behind the stories. I'm your host, Mia Sanson, here with the latest headlines, newsroom reporter interviews, and a closer look at the stories shaping our community. In today's episode, we are covering stories from Saturday, November 22nd through Tuesday, November 25th. Thanks to a $25,000 grant from Mid-America Bank, new commercial freezers and refrigerators will allow the Salvation Army of Jefferson City to store more perishable food. I have our health and social services reporter here with me to tell us more.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Palakathiel. Thanks for having me. Let me tell you about the story I wrote about the Salvation Army. Every morning, folks from the Salvation Army travel to various local restaurants and grocery stores to pick up perishable foods like produce and meat for the food pantry to serve those in need. Over the years, the number of restaurants and stores providing donated food has grown. Just this past year, the Salvation Army noted that they have added 5 restaurants to their list. Last year, 10,000 pounds of perishable food items were distributed, and that number has grown to more than 15,000 pounds a month. And because of this, they've needed more storage to keep the food fresher longer. So thanks to, you said it, $25,000 grant from Mid-America Bank, they're going to be able to buy 3 new freezers and 2 new refrigerators. They've already purchased some of these. The donations of food that they're getting, which is nearing the end of its shelf life, is still safe for people to consume, but it just needs to be moved off the store and restaurant shelves. But in addition to feeding people, this means that this is also keeping more food out of the garbage. The perishable food is available at the Salvation Army during the organization's office hours, 9 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. This means that food is available to the public even when the Salvation isn't having its normal food pantry hours.
That's great. Mm-hmm. So $25,000 is a very generous amount that was provided by Mid-America Bank. Can you tell us a little bit more about where this donation came from or how it came about?
Sure. Melinda Jennings, she's with the Salvation Army. She told me that the United Way of Central Missouri reached out to its partner agencies, which includes the Salvation Army, and asked if they had any projects that needed funding. And it just worked out that this was something that the Salvation Army needed. So this particular grant wasn't through this United Way, it was actually through Mid-America Bank, but they knew of this funding, so Mid-America Bank provided these funds.
Okay, thank you. Next, we have some details about the upcoming annual Christmas event, Living Windows, a cherished Jefferson City tradition where the windows of downtown storefronts come to life. Here with me is business reporter Natalie Elizabeth Tan to tell us more.
So this year's edition is going to be taking place next Friday, December 5th from 6 to 9 p.m. And there'll be lots and lots to entertain anyone who visits. So the 200 block of East High Street has a character lane, which is brand new this year. You'll be able to see characters like Elsa and Anna from Frozen, lots of elves, and also a Christmas T-Rex that was first introduced last year. Of course, the main area that people think of as downtown is involved. But if you go a little further out, the businesses on East McCarty Street, such as Barista Cat's Cat Cafe, are participating as well. If you spend at least $5 at any local business, be sure to save your receipt because you want to present it to the Downtown Jefferson City Inc. folks, who will give you a free special edition event mug. These mugs are quickly becoming collectible as they were introduced last year, but it's a new design this year. There's a huge variety of performances from Revolutionary War reenactions to classical music and country and pottery. Santa will also be around town and lots of places will hand out hot chocolate and other treats. For kids specifically, the Winter Wonderland by Pizza Underground is where you want to go as you can write letters to Santa and more.
I went to Living Windows last year and I bought something from a business and turned in my receipt and I got the collectible mug and it's actually very cute. It says Jefferson City on it. It has like a silhouette of the Capitol. I think it's a good collector's item. I'm definitely excited to get a new one this year. And another fun thing that is going to be at Living Windows is the Candy Cane House that the News Tribune puts out. And we're going to be located on High Street, the same point, which is in front of the courthouse. We will have our little candy cane house that kids can walk through and pull out candy canes and hopefully find one that's marked with black Sharpie at the bottom, or they'll get a special prize if they're marked. But whether you are a winner or not, you get to come to the end, you get a candy and a Scholastic book of your choice. So it's a really fun event. Have you ever been, Natalie?
No, I haven't, but it'll be my first year. I've been to other Living Windows events before, and with how much hype there is for this event in Jefferson City specifically, I'm really excited to see it, and I will be shopping at a local business and getting a mug of my own.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's super exciting. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Lastly, we have a helpful Thanksgiving-themed list of foods we should avoid giving our pets this holiday season. The researcher of this list, our features reporter, is here with me to share more.
Hi, I'm Diane Frazier. So let's get into it. The holidays are coming up, and so are the important family dinners like Thanksgiving. I thought pet owners might be curious as to if they should give any of their turkey dinner to their pets. Because in reality, you shouldn't give any. I gave a call to a local veterinarian office and I got a very surprising, passionate no in response when I pitched the question. Very little of our food and meals are good for our pets. Now, at first glance, we think we can give them a little dollop of the mashed potatoes or a piece of ham, but needless to say, I was very thankful for Weathered Rock to provide the veterinary advice on why these foods are bad. Fatty foods, for one, are bad. For example, like gravy, even stuffing, turkey skin. We put butter on a lot of our stuff, so fatty foods cause digestive issues in our pets and is in a lot of what we eat. Many savory foods like casserole or mashed potatoes are also cooked with onions and garlic, which damages red blood cells. Additionally, there were scopes I had not even initially thought of. For example, food cooked in alcohol is one of them because grapes are generally toxic to pets and especially sensitive to the alcoholic content, even if it's a trace amount of it. So one of the most interesting factoids I had learned from that was that the toxicity in grapes, raisins, and currants are actually not known to scientists, so we actually don't know why they're toxic. So the article I wrote was generally just to remind pet owners of how bad foods like are for them. I went over some of the more simple basic foods like chocolate and bones as well, just to as a reminder. So maybe it's best to let your pet stick to their regular diets and not feel so bad for potentially hurting them over the holidays.
Oh yeah, that's super interesting because you said mashed potatoes. I wouldn't even think of like the gravy or the butter in it being harmful to a dog because it's just like potatoes, you know?
Right.
They eat meat, and even if your dog has like a raw diet, it's completely different from the food that you're making for yourself.
So. Yeah, I'm very much told a lot when I speak with veterinarians that sometimes pets, we have to remind ourselves, pets are not humans. Uh-huh. They don't require the same things, and a lot of the same things are actually harmful, so.
Wow. Well, thank you so much. This concludes today's episode. You've been listening to News Tribune on Tap, The Fine Print, a production from the News Tribune. I'm your host, Mia Sanson. For more stories and in-depth reporting, visit newstribune.com, our social media channels, or pick up the latest edition. Thank you for joining us, and until next time.